This is an audiobook recording of Then I Was Guided by Muhammad Al-Tijani Al-Samawi. Details, purchase, and access to a copy of the book have been listed in the description box. Please enjoy, and let us all be lazy intellectuals. Peace. Then I Was Guided by Muhammad Al-Tijani Al-Samawi. Chapter 19, Part 2. A Dialogue with a Scholar. That is what encouraged me to undertake the study and opened the door for me. So I entered it in the name of Allah, by Allah, and tracing the footsteps of the followers of the Messenger of Allah. I hope that Allah, praise be to Him, the Most High, grants me success and enlightenment, for He promised to enlighten anyone who searches for the truth, and He does not break His promises. The study went on for 3 years, because I often reread the books, right from the first page to the last. I read Al-Murajat by Imam Sharafuddin several times, since it opened new horizons for me and enlightened me and pleased me for the love and the fellowship of Ahlul Bayt. I read Al-Ghadir by Sheikh Al-Amini 3 times because of the clear-cut facts it contained. I also read Fadak in History by Al-Sayyid Muhammad Bakr al-Sadr and Saqifa by Sheikh Muhammad Rida al-Muzaffar, which explains so many vague issues. I read Al-Nas wal-Ijtihad, the text and the interpretation, and became more convinced. Then I read Abu Huraira by Sharafuddin and Sheikh al-Mudira by Sheikh Mahmud Abu Raya al-Misri, and learned that the companions who changed after the departure of the Messenger of Allah were 2 types. The first changed the rule because of its power and authority. The second changed the rules by attributing false hadiths to the Messenger of Allah. I read Imam As-Sadiq, the Four Madahib, by Asad Haider, and learned about the differences between gifted knowledge and acquired knowledge. I also learned about the differences between Allah's wisdom, which He grants to whom He pleases, and the intrusion on knowledge and the belief of personal interpretation of Islam, which kept the nation away from the spirit of Islam. I read more books by Al-Sayyid Jafar Murtaza Al-Amali and Al-Sayyid Murtaza Al-Askari and Al-Sayyid Al-Khusi and Al-Sayyid Al-Tabatabai and Sheikh Muhammad Amin Zain al-Din and Al-Fayruzabadi and Ibn Abi Al-Hadid Al-Muttazali in his commentary on Nahj al-Balagha and Taha Hussein Al-Fitna al-Kubra. From the history books, I read the following annals written by Al-Tabari, Ibn Al-Athir, Al-Masudi, and Al-Yaqubi. And I read more until I became convinced that the Shia Imamiya were right. Thus, with the help of Allah, I boarded Ahlul Bayt's ship and sought their fellowship, because I found, thanks be to Allah, the alternative to the companions who, to the best of my knowledge, regressed and only a few of them were saved. I exchanged them for the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, the Prophet's family, whom Allah cleansed and purified, and made it our duty to seek their fellowship. The Shiites are not, as some of our religious scholars claim, the Persians and the Magus, whose power and glory were destroyed by Umar in Al-Qadisiyah war, and that is why we hate them. My answer to these who are ignorant is that following the creed of the Prophet's family is not restricted to the Persians, for there are Shiites in Iraq, Hijaz, Syria, Lebanon, and all of them are Arabs. In addition to that, there are Shiites in Pakistan, India, Africa, America, and all of those are neither Arabs nor Persians. If we confine ourselves to the Shiites of Iran, the issue becomes clearer, because I found that the Persians believe in the leadership of the 12 Imams, all of whom were Arabs from Quraysh, from Bani Hashim, the family of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. If the Persians were prejudiced and hated the Arabs, as some of them claim, they would have taken Salman al-Farsi as their imam, for he was a great companion and respected by both Shiites and Sunnis. On the other hand, I found that most of the leading Sunni imams were Persian, such as Abu Hanifa, al-Nisa'i, al-Tirmidhi, al-Bukhari, Muslim, Ibn Majah, al-Ghazali, Ibn Sina, Al-Farabi, and many others. If the Shiites were all Persians who rejected Umar ibn al-Khattab because he destroyed their power, then how can we explain the rejection of the Arabs who were not Persians? Therefore, this is an illogical claim. These people refused Umar because of his role in excluding the commander of the believers, Ali ibn Abi Talib, from the caliphate after the departure of the Messenger of Allah, and because of the tragic civil wars and decline of this nation. It is high time that the truth was unveiled to every free-thinking scholar so that he may refute the allegation without any prior animosity. It is true that the Shiites, whether they were Arabs or Persians or any other nationality, followed closely the Quranic texts and the traditions of the Messenger of Allah and his family, and refused to accept the alternative, despite the oppressive policies of the Umayyads and later the Abbasids for 7 centuries. During that period, they pursued the Shiites everywhere. They killed them. They made them homeless. They denied them their rightful grants. They removed their cultural and intellectual heritage, and they spread all sorts of rumors about them in order to keep people away from them. The legacy of these policies is still felt up to the present day. However, the Shiites stood their ground, remained patient, and took the blame for their commitment to Allah, and they are paying the price for their defiance to this very day. I challenge any of our religious scholars to enter a debate with their religious scholars without coming out of it overwhelmed by their enlightened way. Yes, I found the alternative, and thanks be to Allah who guided me to this, because I would not be here without his guidance. Thanks and praise be to Allah who led me to the saved group for which I was eagerly searching. I have no doubt that the commitment to Ali and Ahlul Bayt is the commitment to the unbroken link, the link to Allah. There are many sayings by the Messenger of Allah agreed by all Muslims which bear witness to that. The sensible mind is perhaps the best proof for anybody who is prepared to listen. Ali was the most knowledgeable companion and certainly the bravest, as the entire nation testified. This is a sufficient condition to support the lawful claim of Ali alone to the succession of the caliphate. Allah the Most High said, and their prophet said to them, "Surely Allah has raised Talut to be a king over you." They said, "How can he hold kingship over us while we have a greater right to the kingship than him? And he has not been granted an abundance of wealth." He said, "Surely Allah has chosen him in preference to you, and he has increased him abundantly in knowledge and physique. And Allah grants his kingdom to whom he pleases. And Allah is ample giving, knowing." Holy Quran 2, verse 247. And the Messenger of Allah said, "Ali is from me, and I am from Ali, and he is the master of every believer after me." Al-Zamakhshari said in some of his poetry, "Doubt and differences have increased. Everyone claims that he is the right way, but I have committed myself too. There is no God but Allah, and my love to Ahmed, Muhammad, and Ali. How could I be ever distressed with the love of the Prophet's family? Yes, I have found the alternative, praise be to Allah, and I became a follower of, after the Messenger of Allah, the commander of the believers, master of all the guardians, leader of the chosen elite, and the victorious line of Allah, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, and the two masters of heaven's youth, and the Prophet's two followers, Imam Abu Muhammad al-Hasan al-Zaki, and Imam Aba Abdullah al-Hussein, and the daughter of al-Mustafa, Muhammad, mother of the Imams, the essence of the message, she for whom Allah feels angry if she is angered, the most honorable lady, Fatima al-Zahra. I have changed Imam Malik for the leader of all Imams and teacher of the nation, Imam Jafar as-Sadiq. I've committed myself to the 9 infallible men from the prosperity of al-Hussein, Imams of all the Muslims and the good friends of Allah. I have changed the companions who turned back on their heels, like Muawiyah, Amr ibn al-As, al-Mughira, ibn Shuba, Abu Huraira, Ikrimah, Ka'b al-Ahbar, and others, for the grateful companions who never broke the promise they gave to the Prophet, like Ammar ibn Yasir, Salman al-Farsi, Abu Dhar al-Ghaffari, al-Migdad ibn al-Aswad, Khuzaima bint Thabit, Dhul al-Shahadatain, and others, and praise be to Allah for this enlightenment. I have changed the religious leaders of my people who discouraged us from thinking and whose majority followed the rules of the sultans throughout time. I change them for the devout religious leaders of the Shia, who never closed the opportunity for studying and interpreting Islam, and who neither rose to oppose nor submit themselves to oppressive rulers. Yes, I change dogmatic beliefs full of contradictions for new enlightened and liberal ones based on logical deductions and reasoning. As they say nowadays, I have washed my brain of the dirt that had accumulated over 30 years. Lies of the Umayyads. I purified it with the ideology of the infallibles, those whom Allah cleansed and purified. I have done that for the remainder of my life. O Allah, please let us live our lives following their footsteps, and let our nation follow their tradition, and gather us with them. For your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi said, man is placed together with those whom he loves. Thus, I have returned to my origin. For my father and uncles used to talk to us about our family tree and often told us that we are from Al-Sada, plural form of Sayyid, a descendant of the Prophet, who escaped from Iraq under Abbasid pressure and found refuge in North Africa until they settled in Tunisia, where their mark remains up to the present day. There are many people like us in North Africa who are descendants from the purified posterity, and they are called Sada. But they went astray through the oppression of the Umayyads and the Abbasids, and now they have nothing of the truth except the people's respect for them. Praise be to Allah for His guidance, and praise be to Allah for my enlightenment and for opening my eyes to see the truth. End of chapter 19.